Some of you were a bit surprised to see me, not knowing who this person is. So elderly, coming here to speak to young people like you all. Well, I'm not a stranger to Jalan Imbi Chapel. Far from being a stranger, I was associated with Jalan Imbi Chapel back in the days of Mr. Cook, Mr. Angus. And some of you, many of you, I think, were not even existing at that time. Those were the days, happy days, that I had associated myself with Jalan Imbi Chapel, and together with Burma Road Gospel Hall, where I bring greetings from them as well. And I see that Burma Gospel Hall has already forerunners who have come here and who are now in the midst with you all. Thank you for taking care of them. They are growing very well. This morning, I'm going to speak on the year of the horse. I'm taking advantage of the Chinese New Year that is coming. And the horse is galloping in very fast, very fast. Chinese New Year this year will fall on 17 February 2026. And it will end on the 4th of February 2027, beginning a new year to come. Now, why am I doing this study of the Chinese New Year of the animal? This is not the first time. I began the Chinese New Year study of this animal right back with the first one in 1983. That would be over 40 years ago. And since then, every single Chinese New Year, I spoke and I studied on the year of, on the animal of the Chinese New Year. So this is the fourth cycle I'm doing on the New Year of the horse. So, as an introduction, this is actually a repeat of a message that I gave on the Year of the Horse, beginning from 1990, 2002, 12 years later, 14, and today, 2026. Every single year without stop, I've spoken on the four cycles already of the Chinese New Year animal. What is there so important to learn from there? Well, we'll see as we go on and up to the end of this study what you can learn from the year of the horse. The significance of the horse year. Now, the horse is a very important animal, not only in world history, but in biblical history. For example, let us study the role of the horse, the performance of the horse, in the horse of the year, in history. The Mongols depended very much on the horse. The horse were very important in their living, in their livelihood, and in their conquest of countries around them. And of course, they would attack China. And China was afraid. And therefore, we find that China started to defend themselves by building the Wall of China, the Great Wall of China, to prevent the horses, with the riders as Mongols, coming in to attack them. Then, therefore, you see the Wall of China, the Great Wall of China, which was built to prevent these Mongols from attacking them. But horses played a very important part, not only in the history of China, but also in the history of Alexander the Great. That's how the Grecian Empire came over to attack the Persian Empire. And Alexander the Great, you would know also, used horses to make his conquest of the land around. All this can be found in the history of recorded in Daniel's book and prophecy. However, there is a warning about horses in the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about the horses? We have already talked about the horses in history. Now, what about the Bible? The Bible warns about horses. There is a warning, for example, in Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 16, where the Lord warned his people, "He shall not multiply horses to himself." Isaiah 31:1, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and trust in horses." So horses were very important, not only to the Mongols, not only to the Grecians as exampled in Alexander the Great, but also among the Egyptians. Horses played a very, very important part. And horses play a very, very important part too in the Bible, as we shall see. The horse in history, we have finished. We now come on to something relevant to our days, which many people go to for advice, for help, and so on. The horse in horoscopes, feng shui, astrology, etc. In my days, there would be a daily write-up on what the stars foretell in the Star newspaper. I'm not sure whether this is still continued, because I don't subscribe to the Star now. Why should I when I can get a free copy of it from the internet? Okay. Let's see what the astrologer has to say about the horse. People born in the year of the horse, according to the astrologer, or feng shui, they are popular, cheerful, skillful with money, perceptive, wise, talented, good with their hands. Those who are born in the year of the horse, are you happy with this characteristic that is attributed to you? Sometimes talk too much, you don't like that. Have a weakness for members of the opposite sex. Impatient, hot-blooded about everything except their daily work. Like entertainment and large crowds, very independent and rarely listen to advice, most compatible with tigers, dogs, and sheep. So those who are born during these years, here is your opportunity to visit the horse and let that person be your partner. But should we depend upon these horoscopes, this feng shui, these predictions from the astrology? Let's see. The symbols of the horse. The horse in astrology and horoscope, starscope, that will be what the stars hotel in the Star newspaper, etc. All these animals are based on the 12 animals in Chinese astrology. And the horse is a symbol of bravery and strength, according to horoscope and feng shui. I'm wondering whether I should ask people who are born in the year of the horse to put up their hands. I won't. Because if I do so, they may be embarrassed. I'm not sure. Well, whatever it is, is it true of you that you have these characteristics? The zodiac sign under astrology and also feng shui, is divided into 12 sections, beginning with the first year of the red. Can I see very well? Never mind. The first year, the first one, go under the bull, then the tiger, and the rabbit, and the dragon, the snake, and the seventh one is the horse. And those born during these years are supposed to have supposed to be intelligent, have endurance, speed, and perseverance associated with the horse. All the characteristics of the horse. And you are supposed, if you are born in that year or in that section of the year, to have these characteristics. So it says, what is the difference between astrology and horoscope? Don't mistake astrology for astronomy. Astronomy is a study of the stars. But astrology is the division of the universe into 12 sections. And according to these 12 sections, they are attributed dates. And according to these dates, when you are born, you will have certain characteristics. And so astrology is the belief system that claims the stars influence human life. And the horoscope is that belief that predicts what you will be if you are born in that particular section of the year. It is the prediction or the message produced from that system. All right, that's the Jyotsna. The scriptures, what have they to say? So far, I have referred to external sources about the horse. What does the scripture have to say about the horse? Well, let's have a look. Deuteronomy 18:9-14. And you are studying the book of Deuteronomy in a Bible study, I understand. But you may not have come to this chapter yet. But when you come to this chapter, then you will read, there shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord, your God, drives them out from before you. For these nations listened to soothsayers and diviners. Christians should not have anything to do with these things. This is an abomination. I know many of us, including myself when I was young, we would be interested, instead of waking up every morning to read our Bible for our daily walk, I would look at the star paper and then would see what do the stars foretell for my day. Every day like that. Today there may be some who have the same attitude. Take care. This is an abomination unto the Lord. Nobody can predict the future. Deuteronomy 18:15-19. You must make a difference between a prediction of a future like done by the astrologer and a prophecy as in the scriptures about a sage. More about that afterwards. Deuteronomy 18:20-22. You know, as I refer to all these verses in Deuteronomy, those of you who are studying Deuteronomy, you should be very happy that you have a chance to study Deuteronomy and to study all these things again. And when you come to these sections, revise what you have heard this morning. Alright, let's see what the Bible has to say. Deuteronomy 15 to 19. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command. This was a prophecy, not a prediction, a false prediction of things to come, as professed by these soothsayers. But this was a prophecy of a sage, a prophet that will come, and he, of course, would be the Lord Jesus Christ. Then again we find in Deuteronomy 18:15-19, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a... Deuteronomy 18:20-22. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die, and so on. And so there is an abomination associated with all these soothsayers. There is a condemnation pronounced upon all these people. Dear Christian friends, we should have nothing to do with things like feng shui and so on, because they are not prophecies from the word of the Lord. And we need to be careful about these things, these influences that we see today. All right, let's go on from here. We have finished with the symbols of the horse, and we have finished with the horse in astrology. Now let's go on to the horse in biblical imagery. What has the Bible got to say about the horse? That's important. This is a Bible study on the horse. The horse is a symbol of speed. And Isaiah 30:16 has this to say. But you say, no, for we will flee upon horses, therefore shall you flee. So, horses are associated with speed. You're on a horse, you're fast. You're speedy. Secondly, a horse is associated with strength and safety. Psalm 33:17, and horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. So don't rely on the speed of the horse on one hand, and also on the strength, the professed strength of the horse on the other hand. But remember the name of the Lord. That is most important. Now, where do we read the word horse in Scripture? Where do we read the word horses in Scripture? If you are interested in the study of the word horse, word study, using a concordance, then this is what I would suggest to you. The occurrences of the word horses in KJV. Horse alone occurs 43 times in 41 verses. The first occurs in Genesis 49:17, where Jacob prophesied about Joseph, about Dan, having been a serpent, and his feet would be bitten, and the serpent would bite the feet of a horse. And so we find that it is not a good sign. First and last, what about the New Testament? In the New Testament, we have Revelation chapter 6, verse 2, a series of horses that will appear in the vision that John saw. We shall study that in more detail later on. Then chapter 19, verse 21. Oh, how grand to see from heaven itself the horses will come down. Fantastic. More about that as we go on. The word horses, plural form, occurs 111 times in 105 verses. And the first and last, first found in Genesis 47:17, I leave you to refer to that verse for your study if you want to, and Zechariah 14:20. And in the New Testament, it's found in James 3:3, Revelation 19:18. And we shall be studying all these references in detail as we go on from now onwards. Origin. The Jews may have obtained horses from Egypt, as I showed you just now. But the Canaanites before them had horses too. And so this is the history of the horses in the Bible. Right. Now comes our study and its application. What have the horses got to do with us and with our lives? What has the Bible got to teach concerning horses as far as we are concerned? One, be not like the horse. Though a horse is speedy, that's what we have come up to just now. A horse is speedy. And because the horse is speedy, let us not just trust a horse. We have everything fast, everything that we want to be speedy. What does the Bible have to say? Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 6. Use of a people quick to do their own thing. Speedy, very speedy. Do not wait upon the Lord, but just anything that comes into your mind, you are quick to act on it. Alright, what does it say? Everyone turned into his course as the horse rushes to battle. Sometimes we don't wait. Things may come into our lives. Circumstances may come into our lives that may require us to wait. And we sometimes don't understand, why, Lord, do you send all these bad things into my life? I want a speedy recovery. I want a speedy return to thyself. But circumstances don't seem to allow. Things that are wrong seem to come to our way. Don't be speedy. Wait upon the Lord. Do not be a horse. They refused to obey God's word. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 23 and 24. Let us look at it. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you, that they hearkened not, nor inclined thy ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not. Okay, let's examine this text. A warning against the paying heed to the speedy horse. A horse is fast, speedy, good, strong, good. But can we depend as Christians who love God and who follow God, can we depend on such kind of strength and speediness of the horse? Well, let's see. Walk in God's ways. The first advice is, do not be like a horse, speedy and strong, but walk in God's ways. 7:23. B. Walk in all the ways that I have commanded you. Next part, 24. B. Walk, they walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart. Second, follow God as they might be well. 7:23c, that it may be well unto you. Then 24c, and went backward and not forward because they did not want to follow God, and they therefore were not well. Instead of going forward, they went backward. Alright. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, and that it may be well unto you. Well is an interesting word that we would like to use in our greetings at New Year time. We wish everyone well and a prosperous new year. That's what we wish. Happy new year. Prosperous new year. Have a year of wellness. Well, biblically, is the root word to make, it comes from the root word to make well, literally sound beautiful or figuratively happy, successful, right? And this is what we mean when we say, happy and prosperous new year, that you'll be happy, successful, and right, don't we? That's what we always do when we wish people happy new year. In this year of the horse, therefore, God wants us to wish us well, a happy and prosperous, successful Chinese new year. 1 month more. When it comes, I wish you happy new year. And when I wish you that, it means I wish you well. Alright. It is used not only of people to be quick, but who are quickened. People not quickened to the signs of the times. Jeremiah 8:16. The horses are coming. Not quickened to the time. What do I mean by not quickened to the time? Not aware of what is happening. Things are coming. Events are coming. Things are happening. But you are not aware. You just live your own life. You do not know the signs and the omens that are coming soon upon your life. But you just go on as if nothing happens or nothing will happen. But things are coming. God has given us the signs. And we have to look around the world today and to see what is going on around the world. Well, what is this? The horses are coming. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. God warned Israel, Israel, you better quicken yourself and come back to me. Do not be as you are. Do not delay coming back to me. Or else the horses are coming. The horses are coming from the north. They're coming down to attack you. And you will be defeated. This is a prophecy, a warning. And it's a warning to all our lives too. Sometimes the Lord has sent to us omens in our lives, signs in our lives. Certain things have gone wrong in your lives. Certain diseases have come upon you. Whatever it is, know that all these things happen because the Lord does allow these things to come into our lives. And whatever it is, we need to look inside and to look up. Look inside to see what is wrong with us. Look up to see what God wants us to do. Do not be quickened in our ways to do things of ourselves. Okay, let's see now. The horses are coming. They are coming fast. Be careful. Oh, be careful. In what way were the horses coming fast in the prophecy? The Babylonians in the south would go up to the north, and then would from the north would come down to attack Israel. These things are happening today. These things are happening today. These things happened that day when Babylon destroyed and defeated Israel. And Israel became captives 70 years under Babylonia. Now, today, Israel is again surrounded by these countries. The horses are coming. You just have to look at what is going on in Gaza, and in Israel. And you will know that indeed, the Middle East, the countries surrounding Israel are attacking them. The horses are coming. What are you doing about them? Although it happened to them, we know that the signs related to the horses are coming to them will also apply to us. Horses were the ancient equivalent of tanks and aircraft. That's some Bible commentators believe. That, of course, they could not say tanks and aircraft and laser planes, with missiles and so on, would come and be used. At that time, when the Bible was written, there was no such thing. Perhaps these would be the horses that come in. So let's have a look. These horses were characterized by speed, by shock, mobility, psychological dominance. All these things we see today. We read the internet and we see these things. They are coming. And therefore, we need to be careful. Where horses flourish, empires expanded. That's how the Mongols expanded their rule. That's where Alexander the Great expanded. Where horses flourish, empires expanded. And where missiles, where air tanks, where aircraft, where ships, aircraft ships and so on, where they are, where the more you have, you see the country excelling. But be careful. Don't trust them. Where they threaten settled societies, walls were built, and you find today even the Mexico wall had already been built. So walls have all been built here and there. We are living in those days predicted years ago and predicted that they will happen one day, and this one day may be today. All right. But the horses are coming, not only in Ezekiel, the horses are coming in Revelation. Because if you read Revelation chapter 6, 2 to 8, we see more horses coming. And what are these horses? And I saw, says John, on the island of Patmos in a vision, and behold, a white horse coming, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering to conquer. What does that mean? The rider on the white horse. What does it mean? In what way can it be applied to our generation? To where we are living today, to what we are seeing today, to what is happening today. What is this white horse? The rider on the white horse. Why is it white? Behold, a white horse. The white horse speaks of peace. In a peaceful conquest in people's coronation. A few years ago, we talked about peace, peace, peace. There was the proclamation of peace everywhere. Peace in the Middle East, peace in the North, peace in the United Nations, peace. But today is a different thing. When there is peace, when the white horse has come, it will be followed soon by another horse. Another horse. And this time this horse will be red. After the peaceful call, there will come this generation when there will be war. And people will die, and death, and people, and blood will be shed. Oh, we are living in momentous days. All this was prophesied in 90 AD, and it is being fulfilled now. We need to pay attention now to what is happening. Another horse that was red, and what does that mean? And powers given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. Peace will be taken away, and that they should kill one another, and that was given unto him a great sword. Do I have to quote cases of people being slaughtered, children being killed, women being raped, and so on, that is going on today in the Middle East and in other parts of the world? Do I have to quote instances? No, you know, I know. And this was written in 1980, years, hundreds of years before. And we are now living in the last days. If we do not wake up to what we see and what we hear and what we read, something is wrong with us somewhere. Something is wrong. Yes, that horse was red. The red horse speaks of bloody power that is coming. Blood will be shed. Power to take away peace. Power to kill people. And blood will be shed. And then we shall go on. So, the red horse coming. And I saw a black horse. The red horse is followed by a black horse. And what does the horse, black horse, mean? And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. A denarius for a measure of wheat, for 3 measures of barley. Inflation comes in. There's money around, but nothing to buy. And is this what is happening today that we see in Iran? Is this what is happening? We are living in these days that we see, where we see prophecy being fulfilled right in front of our eyes. And if we are not prepared for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ soon, then something is wrong. Let us be quickened to the warnings around us. Yes, the black horse is coming. And the black horse, what does it signify? Poverty, famine, still famished with a day's wage, with no leftover for pleasure. That is what's happening in Iran and in many other places, where there is money but no food, no material to live on. This is happening today. Salvation and famine the plague of war. Fourth one, a fourth horse is coming. The horses are coming. The red, the black, the white. Now you have the pale horse. No color. And his name that's set on him, but what is important is the rider. Death and hell follow with him. Powers given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger, with death and with the beast of the earth. Will this be the horoscope for today's star paper? Everything prophesied here has come true or is coming true. Do we pay heed to it, to what we see today? I need not buy a star paper to read this, but I know from the scriptures all this is happening. Behold a pale horse. The pale horse of pestilence and perdition is coming. People die from battles, hunger and plagues. We have to know just to read about what happened in Gaza, and we know that these things are true. People die from beasts and pestilence, death and perdition follow. Oh, how true all these things are. Alright. Be not like a horse, though a horse is speedy. Use of a people quick to do their own time, their own thing. Use of a people not quickened to the signs of the times. Let not this be the characteristics of us all. By the way, do I stop at 11 or 10:45? Raymond? 10:15. Okay, I'll finish. Use of God's people who must be quick to know the times and the seasons. Let us, we now, today, we must know the times and the seasons. May my people know not the judgments of the Lord, for now is high time. Romans 13:11 warns us. Rise up to the times. Romans 13:11 says, as written on the screen. Then Ephesians 5:15 says, we must redeem the time, for the days are evil. We must realize that now is the time. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Now, now, now. We have Christians have to wake up. If we don't wake up, then when these horses catch up with us, it will be terrible. Okay. Be not like the horse, though a horse is steady. Believe not in a horse, though a horse is strong. Second lesson for us to learn. Negatively, our strength will fail without God. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Don't rely on horses. Be it found in horses, because they are many. Woe to those who rely on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Today, are we depending upon money, prosperity, good shares, multiple shares, all these things increasing? Are we depending on all these things and not depending upon the Lord? The spiritual values are gone, and we look for the material values to prosper us. Take care. Let us be warned about the horses. In horses, because they are many. In chariots and their multitude. Believe not in horses and chariots. In horsemen and their might. We think that in this world, we live in a country that is peaceful, that have mighty men. And soon you find that even the mighty men, the very chief leaders of the country, are taken away. Nothing is safe and sound now. Without God, they will fall miserably. So let us not put our trust in horses or in chariots. God has his own majestic horses and chariots of fire. 2 Kings 6, Elisha's servant was afraid when he saw the chariots and the chariots and the horses surrounding the hills, and he said to his master Elisha, oh, woe betide us, Look at the horses. They are all around us. We are going to be defeated by them. And Elisha prayed, Lord, open his eyes. Open his eyes. And he saw chariots and horses right there and came on the mountains by the Lord. The Lord has his own chariots. The Lord has his own horses. Trust the Lord for all things that are coming our way. Alright, so negatively our strength will fail without God. Positively our strength should focus on God. Psalm 27. Not in material props, not in chariots. Trust not in chariots. Trust not in horses. But not natural powers in horses, but in God's supernatural and powerful name. Remember his name. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Let us keep the name of the Lord up. Hoist up and be sure that he will lead us and guide us. The Lord our banner, Jehovah Zidkenu. Let his name be the watchword for the new year and the word for our life. Remember, his name when the path before us is dark. For those of us who have difficulties in life today, know this. Trust the Lord. His name is our deliverance. Psalm 27. Don't trust in chariots. Don't trust in horses. Trust in the name of the Lord. Although the path before us is hard, his name is our defense. Psalm 20 and verse 1. His name and path before us is good. His name is a delight. Psalm 20 verse 5. Go home, read Psalm 20 for yourself, and be cherished and encouraged by Psalm 20. Rejoice in God in times of prosperity. Rely on God in times of adversity. Remember God in time and eternity. Remember God. This is what God wants us to do. Negatively, we have already learned our strength will fail without God. Positively, our strength should focus on God. Affirmatively, let our strength be in faith, trusting God. When things are not coming out as we expect, trust Him. Trust Him for all that He is to us. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not the pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. God's strength is superior to any might. Hosea 1:7. That's what we have read. I will save them by the Lord, their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Trust the Lord. When things go wrong in your life, when you are deeply sick, when you have problems financially, whatever it is, trust the Lord. Don't trust in horses, mighty as they may be, don't multiply them, but trust the Lord for all that He is to you. God's Spirit is supreme over any might. Not by might, nor by power, but my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So horses are not for you to depend upon, but by his spirit and by his might and power. It is not by might, the multitude of horses. It is not by power, the might of horses. But it is by my spirit, saith the Lord, the mighty Lord of hosts. Can we trust him as we go into the new year, celebrating that a new birthday, celebrating a new day that will dawn upon us. Be not like the horse, though a horse is speedy, we are finished with that. Behave not like a horse, because a horse is stubborn. Psalm 32:9. Be ye not like the horse, or like the mule that have no understanding. You're going to pull and pull and pull, and it won't go your way. Trust the Lord. It needs the whip for control. Sometimes the Lord gives you the whip. It chastens you. be under the master's direction, be under the father's discipline. God chastens his children. All right? He needs the bit and the bridle. You know how one can control the horse. There is the bit and the bridle. And we need to pull at the bridle and the bit. Then it will go the way that we want it to go. So you need, the Lord sometimes need to attach a bit and the bridle in our mouth to pull us in the path that he should go, to control our body and to control every bit that is alive with us. Finally, it needs the whip, it needs the whip, it needs the bit, and lastly, it needs the hook for compulsion. Bring the hook. I will bring the horses forth in the day of the Lord from all over the earth. Today's world, we find this. Events are under the control of the Lord. Armies in the north, the valley of Hamor, God will pull down. The valley of multitudes of God, what are these? They are in Israel. The horses will be coming. The horses coming from the north, but this time not from Babylon. This time from God, Russia, coming down to attack. All kings are to the valley of Armageddon. Armageddon is here. There will be a big battle going on soon. And that is what is happening in the Middle East today. All nations to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Where is the valley of Jehoshaphat? Over here, near Gaza. All these things are happening today. Prophesied would happen 90 AD or longer. So from all over the earth, from the bottomless pit as well, God will bring all the enemies of man to attack them in this last battle that is to take place. Locusts, shaped like horses, will come out from the bottomless pit and they will attack. Today, we see missiles and weapons being sent up from the sky, from the bottomless pit. From the bottomless pit, they are sent up into the sky. We need to be careful that these things are, we see these things happening today. Locusts, like the appearance of horses. Drones that are being used for attacks and for warfare. From heaven, horses will come. They will come. Revelation 19, 11, 16. But these horses will come to justify God's people. The appearance of the faithful and true on white horse. Jesus Christ will come. And then he will lead all those who are his on horses in Revelation 19. And they will come down and they will relieve the condition that is upon earth. The armies of saints will follow on white horses. Oh, how grand! Battle of Armageddon. The enemies will be defeated forever and ever. So, let me summarize, and I finish with this. Be not like the horses, though a horse is speedy. Believe not in a horse, though a horse is strong. Behave not like a horse, because the horse is stubborn. You have got to pull it along. I end with this. Be always remembering the Lord of hosts. The New Year benediction to all of us in advance, 1 month in advance. That's when Chinese New Year comes, I'm giving you this, this benediction before it comes. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings. Accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. May it be true of all of you. The New Year benediction, that was what it was. Now, we have the New Year banner. lift up this banner for the year that is coming. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all my petitions. The New Year Belief, Psalm 20. Read it, go back, and claim it for yourself. Now I know that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. There is individual confidence, not only in we, but also in I, and our mutual reliance together. Jalan Imbi Chapel, all standing together as one congregation, relying upon the Lord and the horses he has provided us with. So with this, my wife and I wish you all a blessed, fruitful, beautiful, and prosperous Chinese New Year. Well, but this prosperous has to do with the reading of the Bible as well, that thou shalt make the way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Walk in the ways that I have commanded you. So, that's that. And very quickly, just for you who are interested in internet, let me just rush through a few verses. I have a website, and this message that I've given with all these notes will be available for you all if you go to the website when the time comes. Thank you very much. Sorry to jump off.